If you don't want to resent other people for moving ahead of you, if you don't want to resent yourself for not taking action, if you don't want to feel terrible that you had this great idea and you didn't pursue it, even the smallest action will make all the difference in the world. Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, I interview peak performing world changers in the creative, social impact, and vegan spaces. If you like what you hear on this episode, you're going to want to check out the bonus mini episode that you can access if you DM me at Isolde T on Instagram and you let me know you want it. You'll get access to bonus episodes, new art, my latest writing, and other fun benefits. And now, let's get to the show. Hey there, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. So this is the penultimate realization from meditation episode. And if you are just coming in, what I have been doing is I've been setting intentions for my meditation practice. I'd like the answer to a question, or I'd like to have a realization about creativity or inspiration or vulnerability or something. And then I let my meditative practice take over and I see what bubbles up. Earlier this week, I did a meditation practice like that, and this is what bubbled up. It was about action versus inaction. And the realizations were this: hope without action leads to delusion. Desire without action leads to envy. Promises without action lead to falsehoods. Goals without action lead to resentment. And today's topic, inspiration without action leads to stagnation. There's another one. The last one is apologies without action lead nowhere, but we're going to talk about that in a different episode. What I want to talk about today is this idea of inspiration without action leading to stagnation. Wow, right? Think about that. Inspiration without action leads to stagnation. What does that even mean? Well, I was just talking to someone on a podcast that I was a guest on just a few minutes ago, and we were talking about that instant of inspiration, that moment of, I know what let's do, or I know what I'd like to try. And here's the thing about it, is that immediately it fills your body with a certain amount of energy, that instant, that spark of going, right? And within that spark is a lot of potential energy. And if you don't act on that spark, that potential energy never turns to kinetic energy. It never turns to movement. It never transforms into action. And so when you're in that space, have you ever seen what happens to something under pressure that never gets to burst? After a while, it just sort of vibrates and then it calms down and then it becomes inert, right? And that's what we want to avoid when it comes to inspiration. When you're inspired to do something, my best advice is start, right? Yes, you might need to do some research. Yes, you might need to get some answers, but the tiniest step, and I said this earlier in the week, if you listen to some of the other episodes, the tiniest step of moving towards the inspiration, the goal that you've set for yourself immediately with this inspiration, is the greatest thing in the world, right? That's the thing that we don't think about, is that inspiration is, it's a state of movement, but really it's kind of static because all it is the birth of an idea, right? And that is revolutionary inside you, but the rest of the world doesn't know anything about it. That's a really important piece of this, is that if you're inspired and you go, I know what, and you never share it with someone and you never take a step on it, then it just sort of dies on the vine because it was a cool idea, that spark of inspiration. But if you never do anything about it, you end up in a place of kind of stagnating, kind of going, well, okay, I've been riding a stationary bike and I've sort of stopped pedaling and now I've come to a stop. And all of a sudden you're at a stop, you're at a standstill. And that's where the stagnation comes in, right? Kinetic energy is phenomenal. It means you're moving forward, but potential energy is energy, but it's not going anywhere. And after a while, it will exhaust itself and it will burn itself out. We don't want that, right? It's like a flame without air. If you don't have oxygen for a flame, it fizzles out and dies. And that action is that oxygen. And I've heard Gary Vaynerchuk say something similar, that X is my oxygen, which means what? It means that, as far as I'm concerned, he's saying that it is his raison d'etre, right? It's the thing that allows him to live and to breathe and to do the things that he's doing. And a lot of people have taken that and gone, yes, that's it. X is my oxygen. And you're not just, oxygen isn't the only part of what you're breathing in and staying alive with and all of that, but that's not the point. The point is, the saying makes a lot of sense. Well, action is the oxygen of inspiration. Ooh, I said that and now I want to really explore it. What does that even mean? Well, if inspiration is the spark of a flame, action on that spark is the oxygen that makes that flame come to life, right? That's the point. If you are just inspired and you have lots of ideas, but you never pursue them, you never do anything about them, then you probably have a lot of notebooks or a lot of Google Docs with lots of ideas written down, but you ain't never done anything with them. And that will make you bummed out and it will eventually make you, honestly, it'll eventually make you depressed. It'll eventually make you feel subdued and lackadaisical, and it'll eventually lower your energy until there's not much else there. So one of the things that you want to do whenever you're inspired is to take action, even if it's a tiny action. Sometimes it's writing the idea down, and I think that's great. But then once you write the idea down, you still have to kind of look at it and go, okay, so I've written the idea down. So what? Exactly, right? That next step, if you don't pursue it past that, also leads to stagnation, right? If you just get to the first step and you kind of go, no, okay. And if you're done, be done. That's great, right? I say this all the time. If you're done with something, be done and move on. But then again, that takes action, right? If you just get stuck in that, oh, I took the first step and now I'm just standing here. Your perspective never changes. You never get new stimulation and the idea dies on the vine. And if you're ready for the idea to die on the vine, cool. Right? That's something that we need to talk about. If you are inspired to do something, you try it out and you go, yeah, this isn't for me. And then you move on. Great. Let it go and don't think about it anymore. And you won't stagnate. The way you stagnate about on these things is if you get inspired and then take even a step or even two or six steps, and then you stand there and go, boy, I wish I could take more steps, or, this is a good idea, but I'm just not sure about, oh, and you start doing that to yourself, then you end up with it's stagnation. It's sort of sitting there and everything turns gray, and that's not useful. So every time you take a step, you need to look at it from that perspective. I was inspired. I took a single step. It was not a big step. I wrote the idea down. Great. I still want to pursue the idea. Then I have to take another step eventually. If you don't want to pursue the idea, as I say, if you're done, be done. But if you want to pursue the idea, then you need to take another step. All right, I wrote the idea down. Great. And then I write down the next thing I might want to do. Okay, so let's say I want to start a band. Why not? Okay, I wrote down the idea. I want to start a band that's going to sing holiday caroling music. Okay. I do that already, but you know what I mean, right? So let's say I want to do that. What do I need to know? Okay, I've written down, I want to start a band that's going to sing holiday caroling music. First idea. Do I want it to be a cappella or do I want it to have instruments? Great, I want it to be a cappella. Terrific. Boom, I write that down. Do I want to sing only modern things or do I want to look at the ancient music that celebrated the holiday season? Oh, okay, I want to do both. Great, write that down. These are all tiny steps. You're thinking through the process, but then you go, okay, I don't want a band is more than one person, generally speaking. So now I need to find other people. How would I do that? I might put something up in a Facebook group or somewhere else and go, hey, I'm looking for people. And in fact, hey, if you're in the New York City area, I'm going to say it right now. If you're in the New York City area and you're a singer and you want to join a holiday caroling group, I am opening up the New York City version of the Philosopher's Stones. Yes, I am. I just realized I can put a plug in this for myself. Yeah, if you're listening to this and you're a singer, particularly if you're an alto, tenor, or baritone, I need to talk to you because it's a group and it makes money and all of that. So this is a professional opportunity now that I'm thinking about it. So I'm telling you now, if you want to audition, drop me a DM and we'll see about getting you auditioned so that you can make some extra money this holiday season. Okay, cool. Now moving on. So that's something else, right? You heard me just do that. How would I find people? I could put it in a Facebook group. I could make TikToks about it. I could do any number of different things to find people that I might want to work with. And then you have to go, okay, so what is that process like? How do I want to hold auditions? Do I want to have people learn things? Like, I want you to learn the alto part to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and here's the sheet music, which means I have to find the sheet music. That music is online. You can find it lots of different places. So these are all the kinds of things you'd have to think about. In the meantime, what you're noticing is there's no stagnation, right? As soon as you're acting on anything like this, you are not stagnating. Anything you want to do, you take action on, even if they're tiny steps, you will not stagnate. Very important. If you're inspired to create a painting and you have no canvas and you have no paint, maybe you can do it digitally, which means download. My favorite app is Sketchbook. I love working on Sketchbook. Download Sketchbook for, I think it's both Android and iOS, and start doodling. Not stagnation. It's the opposite of stagnation. You've been inspired to create something and you're taking steps to do it. No, you know, it's funny. I was just talking to an artist last night who said, yeah, I stopped working in oils long ago because the fumes were too much. I completely understand that. I totally do. I don't work in a pigment medium in part because of that, because it's messy. I don't have the space. And turpentine was bad for my throat. Okay. So like he said, Christian, name checking you, Christian, if you're listening to this. Christian was saying, yeah, I don't work in oils anymore. Totally get it. I completely understand why someone might not want to do that. And then we move on, right? So he made that choice. And if you are inspired to create a painting, you can make the choice. No, I'm not going to work in pigment. I'm going to work digitally. That's totally cool. And now you move on, right? As long as you are moving forward, you are not stagnating. You're not letting that energy die on the vine. That is so key and crucial to everything here. If you don't want to resent other people for moving ahead of you, if you don't want to resent yourself for not taking action, if you don't want to feel terrible that you had this great idea and you didn't pursue it, even the smallest action will make all the difference in the world. Because this, again, the second you're putting energy towards moving forward, you're no longer standing still. And this is not to say standing still is bad. Sometimes you do need to stand still. Sometimes you need to let the soil lie fallow in order for things to really grow in a few weeks or months or whatever. But even the tiniest action can be something that moves you forward. Oh, I'm going to download this sketchbook app and it's free. So it takes me no time at all. It takes me no money. It just takes me going to the app store and typing in sketchbook and pressing the download button. That is what we want, right? We want something that makes us go, oh, I now have made it a little easier for myself the next time I'm ready to create. That's crucial. Make it as easy as possible on yourself to act on your inspiration. So crucial. If you make it an uphill climb to take action on what inspires you, you're never going to do it. Or maybe you will. Maybe you thrive on the challenge. Personally, I want to make things as easy as possible. I leave, for example, for meditation, I use my favorite app, Brain FM. So I leave a little set of earbuds right by my bedside table. I just have them there, period. I don't worry about it. I just leave them there so that the second I wake up, I plug them into my ears, I turn on my phone, and I meditate. That way it becomes a habit and it's something that I'm doing for myself that feels really good and I cannot stagnate. The second I get up and I meditate, I am not stagnating, even though I'm sitting very still. I've taken action to improve my mind and my spirit and my body. So the second you take any sort of action, you leave behind stagnation energy and you take in and on kinetic energy. And kinetic energy is motion. It is action. It is the doing of things. And that is what you want to do whenever you're doing anything like this. If you're inspired, take even the tiniest action and then follow that up with another tiny action and another tiny action and another tiny action. And that's what gets you climbing mountains, whether you like it or not. If you take action, you are going to transform yourself and your life. Full stop. That's how it goes. All right, cool. I hope that you've enjoyed today's episode of the Innovative Mindset Podcast. One of the things that I'm saying right now, and I'm offering these complimentary discovery calls, if you want to figure out how to take action on the things that inspire you, or if you want to find out how to get inspired, that's another challenge that some of us have, get in touch with me and book a discovery call. The discovery call button is right there in the show notes. You can find it, book the discovery call, and let's spend 15 minutes chatting. It's free to you. I'm just offering this. And if you want to work with me as your coach to help you set those goals and achieve those dreams, whether they're creative or world-changing and or world-changing, I should say, I would love to work with you. But at the very least, book a discovery call. See what it can do for you, what I can do for you, and what we can do together to help you get where you want to go. All righty. Until next time, I remind you to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind.